Here's your Candy Y weather eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we head through the work week as high pressure remains overhead. Temperatures starting off a bit cool for this time of the year, but gradually warm up as we head through the work week. Taking a closer look at our forecast, today's sunny, high of 78. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 59, high of 81 Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 54.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Monday. Republican Representative Kevin Yoder and his Democratic challenger are having a hard time keeping their political footing on immigration issues. It's complicating their efforts to win a competitive swing district in Kansas that President Donald Trump narrowly lost. Yoder's under pressure from the right despite Trump's endorsement because of his work on Homeland Security legislation. Democrat Sharice Davids faces ads saying she supports abolishing ICE despite her disavowal. A Wichita girl has become the fastest 9-year-old in the country. The Wichita Eagle reports that Julia Bolden won the 1 and 200-meter national championships in the 9-year-old division last month at the AAU Junior Olympic Games. Julia broke the national record in both races the year before in the 8 and under division. Julia's father, Jimmy Bolden, says his daughter is building herself the Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. I'm Rick Everett.
All right, welcome to F-150 Radio. Today, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Why? Eugene, go.
I think because Ford engineers always add new stuff, so the competition can't catch up.
Whoa, Eugene sounds like an expert.
Well, I got a store that sells exclusively bar-raising merchandise, like a calendar with an extra month.
An extra month?
Extrabuary. It has 32 days.
So you can appreciate the new 2018 F-150 raising the bar with available Bliss with trailer coverage. It monitors your trucks and your trailer's blind spots.
How about our new bar-raising poker chips? You can play with them or eat them.
The new 2018 F-150 raises the bar with auto start-stop, standard on all engines, and an available 10-speed transmission.
We have sandals with available built-in socks.
And we are out of time.
Huge in Oregon.
This is the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
Driver assist features like Bliss are supplemental and do not replace the driver's attention, judgment, and the need to control the vehicle.
Law enforcement reporting they've found a liberal woman missing since early July in Texas. KTV reports police in Amarillo arrested 24-year-old Shalaya Schlenz and her boyfriend Charles Abner after stopping them in a stolen vehicle, according to the Liberal Police Department. The family of Schlenz reported her missing in July, saying they hadn't seen her since July 3rd. In August, Liberal Police asked the KBI for help with the investigation. Police say Schlenz was unharmed when found in Texas. She now faces a charge of possession of stolen property, and police say they're holding Abner on multiple warrants, including burglary and arson. One of K-State's oldest traditions will mark its 90th anniversary this Saturday when the university celebrates Family Day. The K-State Family Tailgate registration starts at 12:30 with the tailgate from 1 to 2:30 Saturday afternoon, right before the K-State University of Texas San Antonio football game at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Mid-America Network News.
At Community Healthcare Systems Frankfort Clinic, we live the mission of enriching the lives of the people we serve. From comprehensive family medicine and therapy services to laboratory and basic x-ray, our healthcare experts are proud to care for the youngest community members to the most senior. Schedule your appointment today at CHCS's Frankfort Clinic, 292-4451.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. Republican Senator Ben Sasse says he sees himself as an independent conservative who happens to caucus with the Republicans. The vocal critic of President Donald Trump had tweeted Saturday that he regularly considers leaving his party and becoming an independent. He said yesterday that he wants both the Democratic and Republican parties to be healthier and not seeking to be less bad than the other. Pavement work scheduled to get underway today on U.S. Highway 26 in the Nebraska Panhandle. The project will cover a 9-mile stretch east of Broadwater in Morrill County. The Nebraska Transportation Department says traffic will be maintained with flaggers and a pilot vehicle, and there will be a 12-foot width restriction. That work expected to be completed by late October. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network. Have a good Monday. I'm Rick Everett.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
John Sidorick, Augusta Flight Center, JD Aviation Services at Augusta Municipal Airport.
Half the price?
Half the price to get your license if you use our new light sport aircraft, yes.
And how's the response been?
Honestly, we didn't know what to expect, and we have been tremendously surprised by the interest. And there's not nearly the hoops to jump through with the FAA.
Let your dream of learning to fly take off with Augusta Flight Center.
Give us a call at 733-4060.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday approved a resolution for local disaster emergency for Marshall County due to flooding, which damaged roads and bridges in Marshall County recently. Marshall County was among five counties in Kansas declared a disaster area by Kansas Governor Jeff Collier last week. Structures damaged by the recent rains, a bridge structure a mile east of Highway 77 on Tumbleweed Road in Blue Rapids Township, two structures in Elm Creek Township on 11th Terrace and on East River Road, and a bridge structure on 8th Road in Marysville Township. Evaluation of damage to roads and bridges from the recent heavy rains and flooding continues. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday, voting to contribute $20,000 toward the Washington County Business Owners Association, a group recently formed to promote economic development. Organization efforts continue, and they plan to visit area communities to discuss funding, and private businesses will also contribute through memberships. The association was instrumental in reversing a planned expansion of Bradford Belt that would have moved to Abilene, a planned expansion. Instead, current plans are to expand the existing South Washington facility. $500 will be contributed to each of 11 communities in Washington County from an unused parks and recreation budget. Those proceeds may be used for park improvements or additions or recreational programs. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday reviewed an updated draft of the 2019 budget, suggesting changes. A motion was passed for the budget publication at a total mill levy of 43.095 mills. A budget hearing is planned Monday, September 24th, 10 a.m. at the Nemahal County Courthouse. Complete County Commissioners' minutes are posted each week on our website at KNDYRadio.com and our Facebook page. Donald K. Don Harris, age 60 of Topeka, passed away September 2nd. Funeral service 10:30 this morning at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery. Terry Christie, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Don Harris. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Polish dog, mashed potato, wheat bread, kraut, green beans, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow runs a casserole, a muffin, carrots, mixed fruit, and cake. Check in the Marysville schools calendar. MHS band at the state fair today in Hutchinson. JV football versus Clay Center this evening. Tune for the Bulldog Report Monday evenings at about 5:30. Updates on events and activities with students, administration, and faculty of Marysville schools on the Bulldog Report Monday evenings, airing at about 5:30. KNDY News Time 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fat Brothers Petroleum solemnly remembers September 11th. Please take a moment of silence to honor those who lost their lives and be sure to thank our brave military members who continue to fight terrorism. Fat Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, and Falls City, supplying fuel, propane, and oil.
Fall programming begins September 10th at the Marysville Public Library. Join them for Tween Time at 4 p.m. Mondays, Story Time at 10:30 Tuesday morning and 6:45 Thursday evening, Lego Club and Crafternoons on alternating Tuesdays at 4, and Movie Matinees on Wednesday at 4. Libraries are for everyone, so come see what the Marysville Public Library has for you.
Here's your Candy Y Weather Eye forecast, powered by WeatherAlgae.com. For Northeast Kansas and Southeastern Nebraska, we'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we head through the work week as high pressure remains overhead. Temperatures starting off a bit cool for this time of the year, but gradually warm up as we head through the work week. Taking a closer look at our forecast, today, sunny, high of 78. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 59. Sunny on Tuesday, high near 81. Tuesday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 61. Wednesday, high of 82, mainly sunny, clear Wednesday night, low near 63. We'll continue to see lots of sunshine as we finish out our work week. Thursday, sunny, high of 85. Thursday night, clear to partly cloudy, low near 66. High of 86 on Friday, lots of sunshine. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 65. Sunny on Saturday, high of 87. Saturday night, mainly clear, low near 64 degrees. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood from the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by WeatherAlgae.com.
Average high temperature, mid-September, 83, record high on this date, 101 in 1970. The average low, 59, the record low, 42 in 1976. Sunset this evening, 7:39, sunrise in the morning, 7 a.m., 55 degrees, winds are calm, maybe some very early morning fog. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 10th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Do you smell the coffee? Stop in at CJ Express. In September, you can get a half-price coffee with the purchase of a tasty pastry donut or pastry. Try one of their famous nut rolls. Pumpkin spice cappuccino has arrived, or if you prefer a cold drink, Starbucks Frappuccinos are 2 for $5. The lunch special is a hearty hot roast beef and cheddar sandwich. With the return of Bulldog football comes the return of the spicy jalapeno popper Bulldog pizza. And ask about the Chiefs game day special that includes Bird Shack fried chicken and Hunt Brothers pizza at CJ Express.
Aaron Rodgers leads the pack all the way back and three of a kind for the Joker. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Plenty of drama on the first Sunday of the football season as the Packers rallied from a 20-0 third quarter deficit to shock the Bears.
Looking, throws middle, yes. Got his man, breaking free to the 50. He may go all the way to the 20 down the right side. It is Randall Cobb to
he's
the back, to the end zone, to the touchdown. Oh my goodness.
On WTMJ, Rodgers appeared to injure his knee in the second quarter, but returned. Green Bay won 24-23. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic won his third U.S. Open Sunday evening, defeating Juan Martín Del Potro in straight sets. The win ties him with his childhood idol, Pete Sampras, for the third most Grand Slams all time.
I grew up playing and thinking that one day I'll be able to do what he does. And to be here, it's a dream come true.
It was the 14th career slam for Djokovic. To baseball, the Astros had their seven-game win streak snapped as the AL's top two teams faced off in Fenway Park.
Swing and a looper left field, dropping fast, and it's in there for a hit. Boxed around by Gonzalez, and Lynn scores the winning run.
On WEEI, Mitch Moreland with the walk-off. J.D. Martinez added his 40th home run, and the Red Sox won 6-5. Some agreement from the head of the U.S. Tennis Association on Serena Williams' action in the U.S. Open final on Saturday.
Williams talked about her calling the chair ump a thief for taking a game away from her for a penalty.
It made me feel like it was a sexist remark. I mean, like, how he's never took a game from a man because they said thief.
Tennis Association Chief Katrina Adams.
They've been called a lot worse.
Telling ESPN.
The guys do this all the time. They're badgering the umpire, chair umpire, on the changeovers. Nothing happens.
So they'll look into it. Adams says Williams' behavior also crossed a line.
ABC's Chuck Siebertson. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Football fans, we've got you covered with high school and college action on KNDY. Follow your high school teams with the Coach's Corner each week. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20, with a spotlight Monday on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday's Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. We air live broadcast of all the Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1, plus area teams on our Friday night feature games on FM 95.5. Scores on all the high school games twice each hour on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show, Friday nights. Then Saturday, it's college action with the Kansas Jayhawks live on FM 95.5, the Kansas State Wildcats live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Football fans, find your game on KNDY.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Trump calling on Congress to pass a farm bill with work requirements in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But there appears to be no clear path forward for the bill if those requirements remain. Bipartisan Senate version of the bill does not include those requirements, and senators say if they're in there, it's not going to pass their chamber. Meanwhile, many U.S. House members remain hopeful those requirements will be in place, but private meetings are now underway to finalize the farm bill, and a compromise is on the table. It's presented by House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway. So little details have been spelled out yet, but following the first public meeting of the conference committee, Conaway said that leaders of the committee had some difficult conversations about the differences in the House and Senate versions of the bill. Lawmakers have just more than a week to finish the farm bill to get it signed by the president before the current legislation expires at the end of the month. Conaway says the system can move lightning quick if it wants to, and glacier-like if it wants to. Well, the North American Free Trade Agreement talks between the U.S. and Canada continue as farm leaders remain hopeful an agreement will be made soon. A small group of State Farm Bureau presidents met with the administration this week and walked away with a positive view that the agreement could be quickly made, along with the future of trade talks with Japan, the EU, and even China. President Trump continues to pressure Canada into reaching an agreement over the next day or two, he said, threatening that Canada would be the loser from any failure to reach an agreement during the time. Now, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says NAFTA must include that Chapter 19 dispute settlement to protect Canada from President Trump, calling the U.S. leader a rule breaker. Negotiations seem upbeat, though, recently, but neither has named an area of disagreement, neither detailing the progress that has been made. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair Pat Roberts now sees a pathway to a final House-Senate farm bill that can pass by the end of September when the current law expires. Roberts was interviewed while leaving a vote on the Senate floor, and he says even with the House's tightened SNAP food stamp work requirements, an agreement can be made.
What about the president's insistence on House SNAP reforms? Does that
strengthen House? He said work requirements. That's what he said.
Says there's still time this month to get a deal done and passed by the House and the Senate.
I think there's agreement in both chambers that when we come up with a bill that it will be expedited. There's no need of talk about it anymore after we get that done.
Roberts says his staff is working to reconcile differences, and he and the other ag principals will be in touch with each other by phone or in person all through the week in hopes of finalizing a deal. Roberts says it would still be a heavy lift to get the final bill on the Senate floor this week, but with just 9 days left when both chambers are in session and major competing issues, swift floor action seems the only path left to finish the 2018 farm bill on time. In other news, China has reported another 4 cases of African swine fever. The trade website MeetingPlace.com says that brings the total number of cases to 13 since the virus was first found in that country last month. The United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization called a 3-day emergency meeting of experts to propose responses to halt the spread of the virus throughout Asia. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
It's that time of year again. We hope to see you at this year's Kansas State Fair. We hope you have taken the time to visit us and see the latest in farm machinery. This is Leroy the Tractor Man, and this is our 42nd year at the fair, and we have the largest machinery display on the fairgrounds, including Kubota, Massey Ferguson, Gleaner, Great Plains, Land Pride, Heston, Sunflower, White Planter, and Crustbuster. We worked hard to showcase some of the best in farm industry, so we hope you can come visit us. Something new this year is our precision planting display, showcasing some of the latest innovative technology in precision planting products. We aren't hard to find. We're right across from the 4-H encampment building. Check out the special deals, say hi, and bring the kiddos to drive the motorized pedal tractor. As always, you can see us at either one of our locations at Mount Hope or Winfield, or find us on the web at schmitty.com.
Tractor Man will be the one, just for turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm, down at Schmidt and Son.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Summer is winding down, and the big outdoor ag shows have pretty much run their course. There is one more this week in Nebraska. More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Fresh off the big Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, Matt Youngman, the National Events Director for Farm Progress Companies, has another big event, the Husker Harvest Days in Grand Island, Nebraska, Tuesday through Thursday, September 11th through the 13th. And Matt, I read a tweet that Husker Harvest Days might be 41 years young, but the show site will seem all new to visitors and guests this year. And tell us about the changes, please.
We're really excited to unveil this facility to the exhibitors and the visitors. As you mentioned, last year was our 40th anniversary show, and coinciding with that, we have done a complete infrastructure rebuild on the facility, setting us for another 40 years of out in the future for Husker Harvest Days. It includes 6 miles of concrete road, 7 inches thick, new security lighting, fencing, internet distribution, new electrical distribution, basically a brand new show site right here, rebuilt within the grounds where it used to be.
What is the purpose of Husker Harvest Days?
Husker Harvest Days, a lot like Farm Progress Show, is a trade show for farmers. So it is where the folks that produce our food, fiber, and fuel can go and learn what the new products, technologies, and services are that they can use in their operation. And rather than have that trade show in Vegas or Orlando, we do it here in the country so that we can actually put the machines to work. So if they're interested in shopping for a combine, we'll have 15 different combines running in the same field where they can watch them all compete side by side.
I was looking at an aerial photo of the Husker Harvest Days site from last year, and it looks, to my untrained eye, very similar to the Farm Progress Show site. How is this show different from Farm Progress?
So it's different in the fact that it's in a little bit different geography. So as you go further west here in the Corn Belt, you get out here to the western Corn Belt area, the cow-calf and the feedlot influence is a lot heavier, so we have a lot more exhibitors that are in that business providing service to those growers. And then you get more and more irrigation the further west you go. So this is probably the best global show in terms of row crop irrigation. So a lot of pivot companies and the companies that service that industry are here. So it reflects the agriculture as you go across the Midwest.
And Matt says he's checked the forecast for the next few days, and it looks really very nice in central Nebraska. Back after this.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado 1500 model LT Crew Cab. It's a four-door, four-wheel drive with all the extras. They have one remaining 2018 Chevy Silverado 1500 custom model four-wheel drive crew cab. It's reduced in price at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY, sunshine and 55 degrees in Marysville. Highs in the middle to upper 70s, a very pleasant work week ahead. Abundant sunshine after a week of rain.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Tyreek Hill helped get the Patrick Mahomes era off to a blazing start for Kansas City. The speedy receiver scored 3 touchdowns, including 2 in the first quarter, as the Chiefs opened the season with a 38-28 victory over the Los Angeles Chargers yesterday. Hill also had 169 yards on 7 receptions, which is the second most yards by a Chiefs receiver in an opener. Mahomes, who moved into the starting spot after Alex Smith was traded to Washington in the offseason, was 15 of 27 for 256 yards as the Chiefs extended their winning streak over the Chargers to 9. Up next for the Chiefs, they'll continue their road trip next Sunday at Pittsburgh. Kansas City has dropped 3 of its last 4 to the Steelers in the regular season. After a win on Saturday, the Minnesota Twins took out the Kansas City Royals 3-1 yesterday. Mid-America Network Sports.
J.D. Aviation Services at Augusta Municipal Airport. John Sidor
you guys handle everything from the basic aircraft maintenance, oil changes and tire checks,
to major modifications, major inspections, annual inspections, condition inspections, all this for the private aircraft owner. And we've earned our aircraft owners one service at a time, and they just keep coming back.
JD Aviation Services at Augusta Municipal Airport.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Nick Fitzgerald returned from a suspension to throw two touchdown passes as number 18 Mississippi State routed Kansas State 31-10 on Saturday. Kylan Hill added 211 yards rushing and accounted for three touchdowns as the Bulldogs earned their first road win over a Power 5 opponent since September of 1995. Puka Williams rushed for 125 yards and two touchdowns as KU snapped the second longest road losing streak in college football history at 46 games, winning 31-7 at Central Michigan on Saturday. KU quarterback Peyton Bender was 17 of 26, passing for 130 yards. The Jayhawks will host Rutgers on Saturday, looking for Beatty's second Power 5 win in his fourth season with the Jayhawks. And former Dallas Cowboys running back Joseph Randall has been arrested again in Wichita, this time on suspicion of rape. He remains in the Sedgwick County Jail on a $500,000 bond. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night football action. Marysville defeated Clay Center 32-6. Other North Central Kansas League play. Concordia took Abilene 14-6. Chapman down Homego 22-8. In the Twin Valley League, Valley Heights over Horton 44-0. Hanover took Donovan West 52-6. Frankfort beat Onega by the same 52-6 margin. Thunder Ridge over Washington County 12-0. Axtell beat Blue Valley 64-12. St. John's Tipton took Lynn 47-0. Riley County down Centralia 26-21. Sabetha over Riverside 55-0. Lawrence Nelson down Diller Odell 28-8. Waltill took Lewiston 55-6. Our Friday feature games, Marysville. Home opener versus Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover hosting Rock Hills. Battle of two state-ranked teams live on FM 95.5.
Is a frozen dinner still a poor substitute for a made-from-scratch meal? Anymore, it's not always a cut-and-dried answer. A closer look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 10th, the 253rd day of the year. Golf champ Arnold Palmer was born on this day, and in 1954, Swanson introduced a packaged meal they called the TV dinner. Frozen meal popularity has waxed and waned over the years, but today the frozen food industry is experiencing a renaissance. Technological advances have made the quality of frozen foods virtually equivalent to fresh, but cultural changes are having the greatest impact. A record number of single Americans with no time or interest in meal preparation are packing the fridge with everything from frozen pizza to scrambled eggs. Those looking for healthy options can find anything from tofu burgers to vegan lasagna. What can we say? But that's progress, we guess. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.